One on. Top nine. Pitch. On the ground. Could end it. Hamilton to his left. To second for one. Relay to first. Double play! Ball game over. Chapman slams the door shut. Ramon Vasquez filling in for Alex Cora. Gets a high five in the Red Sox dugout. He made all the right moves tonight. And the Red Sox win the opener from the Mets 3-1.
Red Sox get a win last night without Alex Cora.
How about that? 1-0. Cora's at a graduation party. Very, very, very interesting that the Red Sox play what I would call a relatively clean game yesterday. Yeah. They did make an error. I think it was Abreu had an error. But you get a strong pitching performance out of Dobbins. They score three runs. Doesn't sound like a ton, but it's the most that Senga's given up all year. And most importantly, they get a victory without their manager, which has not come easy this year. Is it fair to draw a line and look at the Red Sox last night and say they look pretty buttoned up without Cora?
I mean, it's one game, but it is. We've had a lot of questions about Cora this year and his commitment to winning. Like, he's made some really head-scratching decisions. The Vladimir Guerrero one stands out, you know, not just putting him on first base and letting one of the best hitters in baseball beat you. But then there's been a bunch of other ones where he's kind of left pitchers out there a little long, and you're like, what is this? Like, where are we going with this? Also,
see, that's to me is what stood out specifically about last night.
Like, yeah, went in there, took Dobbins out in the fifth inning. He was an out away from getting out of the fifth, but they're like, nope, we're not going to do it.
They weren't going to let him go a second time through the order.
And then Wilson got a big out.
Which is, like, again, that's just modern analytics, right?
But yeah,
I feel like Cora's been asleep at the wheel on that a lot. Like, we just talked about it with Bayo. He stuck with Bayo forever. Those Houck starts, he stuck with Houck forever.
Oh, my God.
Last night, they weren't doing
it. Houck still hasn't recovered.
And he also, he eventually asked Slayton to get four outs. But Wilson comes into the game. He didn't ask Wilson to get four outs. He didn't ask Weissert to get four outs. I've been critical of Cora for sticking with Whitlock too long and Weissert for too long and asking too much out of some of these relievers.
Yeah,
that didn't happen last night. So that to me, if you're asking me what I would point to say, well, what was different without Cora? Yeah. That. Quick hooks with the pitchers, the starter specifically, but even the bullpen usage. I thought he had a good night.
It's been a bad year for Cora. I mean, this team finally has high expectations. They're playing under .500 baseball. He has kind of played Switzerland in the whole Devers situation. He's like, oh, that's a, you know, Breslow and Henry and those guys can deal. He's like, you're the manager.
I think he's been pro Devers. You think he's been in the middle? I think he's been way too far on Devers' side.
Maybe he has been on Devers' side, but I feel like he wants both sides to be like okay with him, right? Like, I think he wants to be like on Breslow's side, like sort of defend Breslow and obviously his boss Henry, but then also, yeah, he's definitely defending Devers, but he doesn't want to be viewed as the bad guy from either party is how I look at it. And so it's like, all right, well, maybe this never would have gotten as out of hand if you were more hands-on about this or if you communicated all this a little bit better. So there's like a long way to go in the season, but tonight will be game 50, and it has not been good for him.
Well, and let's see how it looks tonight. It's Walker Buehler. Is that officially announced or no? I think he was. It's kind of been mentioned he's expected to start. I don't know if they officially announced that.
Is Cora definitely back?
Well, I don't know what. It depends
on like a double party.
Depends on how the graduation party went last night.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's you got to sleep one off.
I think it's Buehler and Clay Holmes.
So does Cora stick with Buehler for too long? Does he go to relievers for too many innings like he's done again? He's done it with Weissert before, which didn't happen last night. He's done it with Whitlock a bunch. So I'm curious to see how that goes. And I'm curious to see just how the team responds in general against the Mets, who, by the way, as good as they've been, are not playing great baseball. We should point that out.
No, they can pitch. And their top three guys, at least on paper, are, I don't know if you get much better in baseball, 1-2-3 in a batting order. And they're good. I mean, you're right. They're not playing their best baseball, but they're, what, 10 games over .500 or whatever? They've been solid this year.
No, they have. They've hit a bit of a rough patch for them. I think they fell out of first place for the first time in a while. By the way, I don't really think you knew this watching the game. I did notice at the end, Red Sox fans were like waving goodbye to like a flood of Mets fans on the way out. I don't think you could tell on the broadcast because the Mets never really had much to cheer about last night.
No.
But apparently it was all Mets fans.
Yeah.
Carrabas had a tweet, more Mets fans at Fenway tonight than there were for the Bronx Subway Series.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't love that.
That's not ideal.
I don't love that. No. I don't think you could really tell on the broadcast, but apparently for people who were there, it was flooded with Mets fans last night.
Gross.
Not great. Not great. So we can get more into the Red Sox, how'd they do without Alex Cora. Juan Soto, by the way, is getting panned in New York.
That was a long single.
I don't want to give ownership too much credit for like not spending money.
I mean, he pimped that single, though.
Did they? Oh,
Did he watch
that whole thing?
And it's like the back page of the New York Post today.
Yeah, they're on. I mean, they did give him quite a bit of money.
Juan Slomo, I think, is what they called him.
Juan Slomo.
For not running it out.
Not bad.
And I guess that's happened quite a bit with him. He's not producing, so did they dodge a bullet with Juan Soto? We can get into that.